It's a real joy to have you listening today to Sermon and Song as we begin another week of preaching the very precious Word of God over many radio stations, and we thank God for each of the outlets that we have in order to proclaim, "Thus saith the Lord." If there's anything that the world needs in these days and that the people of this world need, it's the preaching of the Word of God. Yes, we need teaching as well. We try to do some of that as we go along, but we need preaching of the Word of God because the Bible says it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save those that would believe. Now, there is a difference. I won't take time to try to explain that difference, but there is a difference of preaching and teaching. And we try our very best to teach the Word of God as we preach the Word of God and saying, "Thus saith the Lord." Now, we're in the book of 1 Peter. We are in chapter 1, and we have been talking about, or at least Peter has been talking about, the fact that he is writing this letter to those saints of God who are scattered abroad primarily because of persecution. Now, that's persecution for the cause of Christ. Persecution because they take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Persecution because they have pulled out of the mainstream religions of their day. And they have taken their stand with the apostles and have decided in their heart that Jesus Christ is truly the Son of God, the eternal Savior of the world. So they have been scattered, and they are lonely, and they are suffering. And we find in the book of Peter quite a bit about the suffering Christian, remembering primarily the suffering because of Jesus' sake, not suffering through some ordinary illness that we may have, or as I've said a number of times in these messages, not suffering because of some foolish mistake that we have made, but suffering because we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and trust Him as our Savior. Now, if you've not had any of that suffering, then it would be very wise for you to check up and be sure that you know that you're born again. Because when you swim upstream against the current of the devil, you're going to have some resistance from Satan. You remember that. You will not get by without some persecution, without some tribulation, without some ridicule somewhere because you take a stand for God. But if you just claim to be saved and you're drifting along with the crowd and you're doing whatever comes naturally, you're doing that that pleases you instead of that which pleases God, and you're not being persecuted, and you say, "Oh, well, I'm a good Christian, and I'm not being persecuted," then you need to check up and see just how good of a Christian you really are, how much you have stood up for Christ, because the world hates Jesus, and the devil hates Jesus, and he is in control of this world system in which we live. And so those who take a stand for God, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, they make it known to everyone around them, they are going to suffer persecution. Then Peter gets into a section where he begins to give us encouragement and strength as to what we are to do in the midst of this persecution and the position that we hold in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that's enough of review. Let's go to verse 20 and take up where we left off last week. Verse 19 says, "But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." That's the way we're saved. That's the way we become redeemed and born again, with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not with just His death on the cross, not with just His coming to earth as a child and being laid in a manger, but as He is the Lamb of God, shedding His very precious blood to make an atonement for our sins on Calvary. Then in verse 20, For who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you? Now let me pick out a couple of things here that I think are important. First of all, this mentions that we are now living in the last times. You say, when did they begin? They began with the church age, the last times. We've got this one more dispensation of time before the final judgment of God falls upon the earth during the tribulation period and then during the judgments that come at the end of the tribulation period. And so these are the last times. Now the last days and the signs of the Lord coming is a different story altogether. We know that Jesus is coming at the close of this church age for his saints. Now look at verse 20, first part. Who verily was foreordained? Now who is he talking about? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. You hear people reading these verses and trying to apply them, this verse, to every Christian, every person that has been saved, and they will tell them that they were foreordained in order to be saved. Well, now the Bible isn't talking about that, at least not here. The Bible is talking about who verily was foreordained. Who? Jesus Christ, the Lamb, without blemish and without spot, was foreordained before the foundation of the world. The salvation that we enjoy in Jesus Christ was prepared for us and given to us before the foundation of the world. You see, God will not be caught off guard. God does not meet any emergency because he is God with all knowledge and all power, and he is everywhere present at the same time, has always been and always will be. Therefore, nothing will ever occur to God because he knows it all already. So long before man needed a redeemer, God and the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ, the revealed Trinity to us in the Bible, prepared a way for a fallen man that had gone away from God into sin to come back and be reconciled with God. Now, how did God do that? He foreordained that Jesus Christ would shed his blood to make an atonement for our sins. And that's the meaning of that verse. It has no further meaning. It means simply that Jesus was foreordained before the foundation of the world. What a wonderful salvation we have. We know that it is prepared for us. It is a good salvation. It is prepared by God. We know that God knew our need long before the earth was created, long before Adam was ever created by God, and he prepared a way whereby we could be saved. And I tell you, that's the kind of salvation I want, the kind that is prepared by God, planned by God, and then when I receive it for myself, I know that it is sufficient for the need of salvation that I have. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord, realize that he died for you, that your salvation is already prepared, and all that you have to do is receive it by simple faith in Jesus Christ.